Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, PetroServe USA Studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That'd be America. USA, baby.
Big old land with countless dreams.
So, Doug Burgum is exploring a run for president of the United States, North Dakota's governor. The subject of a really interesting Forbes piece. I have to tell you, after reading the Forbes piece, it's by Rich Carlgaard, who I believe could fairly be called a friend of the governor's, and is the former editor, publisher maybe, of Forbes, and now is a columnist. He wrote this story about Governor Burgum and has come to the conclusion that he is surely America's most successful entrepreneurial present-day office holder. So he looked at other governors, he looked at mayors, he looked at congressmen and senators, and he said, Doug Burgum is tops on that list because of his unique background in software and venture capital. From Arthur, North Dakota. Now, remember Bill Clinton, the kid from Hope?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, some of that small-town stuff can work.
I was the original captain of Hope and Change. I hope you know that.
Arthur, North Dakota, with a population of 343, went to Stanford Business School, and then invested in a software business in 1983. Then he led an investor group to buy the company, became its CEO, and grew the firm to 2,000 employees. In 1997, Great Plains went public. 2001, acquired by Microsoft for $1.1 billion in stock. And Great Plains Software today is Microsoft Dynamics. Then he was an early investor in an HR software company called the SuccessFactors. That sold to SAP for $3.4 billion in 2012. Then Burgum invested in Atlassian, I think it's called. Not sure if I'm saying that right. A Sydney, Australia cloud software company that went public on the NASDAQ in 2015. Burgum was the chairman before stepping down to run for governor in 2016. As of mid-May, Atlassian had a market cap of $35 billion. Yeah. Topped $105 billion in 2021 when cloud stocks were soaring. The story says Burgum won't say how many future grants of the shares he gave up to win the North Dakota governor's race in 2016, but laughs when I remind him of it. Worst financial decision I ever made. Because his investment obviously would have been worth a lot of money.
What's he worth? About he's worth over $1 billion.
Well, that's what, they're trying to point out here, that, you know, he is financially the most successful person in elected office. So, you've got a resume item, I guess, for lack of a better term, to run. He says, I mention this not to embarrass Governor Burgum, but to praise him. There's no one in the higher reaches of American politics more accomplished in the private sector than he. The only self-made rival is Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, but Youngkin made his wealth joining an existing private equity powerhouse, the Carlyle Group, in 1995, where he was co-CEO for a few years. Burgum, on the other hand, began his business career from near scratch. In 1983, he mortgaged a quarter section of Red River Valley farmland inherited from his late father to provide the seed capital for Great Plains Software. His bet, if the real value was in software, was correct. His $250,000 investment fueled Great Plains to market its new accounting software to small businesses.
$1.5 billion, Stug's worth.
Yeah, and those things are always a little tricky because
Exactly. That's the best guess on a search.
Yeah.
He's got a few bucks.
Yeah, because if you start doing the math on some of the things he's talking about, it's north of 1.5. But anyway, that's why he puts him as the most successful current office holder of all. Senate, House, governors, mayors, everybody.
Yeah.
And I share all this because it's part of the narrative that would be told regarding his run for governor. I'm sorry, for president. As governor. And I want to ask you a question about this when I get through this. Burgum's race to win North Dakota's governor's race in 2016 was nothing if not entrepreneurial. North Dakota's a Republican state. When Jack Dalrymple decided to forego re-election in 2016, his assumed successor was Wayne Stengem, the attorney general, who was well-liked. Burgum's surprise entry in the governor's race was not welcomed by the state's Republican establishment, nor did his chances look good. The first internal poll showed Burgum trailing 69-10. Remember that? Rich Collegard from Forbes asked him, why the heck would you run with those odds? Here's his answer. I'd been making payroll in North Dakota every 2 weeks from the time I was 26 years old. I had 30 years of experience in hiring and trying to attract talent and capital back to North Dakota. And anytime someone talks about the future of North Dakota, what are the challenges? Where do we get the talent? Where do we get the capital? Well, that's what I've been dealing with my whole working career. I thought, wouldn't it be great to run a state like that, to develop talent and attract capital? Forbes said, how'd you pull off the upset win? Went to every town in North Dakota with a population of 1,000 or more, some smaller. I didn't give stump speeches. Instead, I'd invite the mayor, the city council, the school and superintendent, the person who runs the nursing home, any Main Street business leaders, and whoever else wanted to come, and I'd ask, hey, tell me what's going on here. I filled notebook after notebook with answers and thoughts. Sometimes I'd go to a town and only 5 people would show up, and then all of a sudden there were 20 and 30. By the end, there were 90 people showing up. Forbes asked,
I remember when he was doing that.
I do, too. Yep. Forbes says, oil prices were low. The great North Dakota shale boom was over. What were people telling you? Burgum says, ag prices were down, too. I'd go to these towns and I'd listen. Then I'd say the one thing I couldn't fix was commodity prices. However, we could diversify our economy if we didn't want to be whipsawed by commodity prices. We'd have to be able to control our own destinies by doing value-added ag and value-added energy and by applying technology to all kinds of businesses. So we'd talk about how to do that, and then we'd talk a lot about the efficient delivery of state services. People always tell you they're frustrated with government. Did you detect a fear of technology in the future? He was asked. Not at all. People want technology. Government has the idea that people need protection from technology-driven change. The other day, I met a 60-year-old farmer who said, I now run my 6,000 acres with 2 hired men, but one of them is a John Deere tractor that's got auto steer, auto everything. He loves it. The miracle of the Bakken, the governor said, is how rapidly they dropped the break-even price. Thanks to precision drilling, you can drill 16 wells on a 4-acre pad. You therefore need fewer roads, which is better for the environment. We need the same kind of revolution in healthcare and education. Halfway through his second term, Doug Burgum's massive bet worked out as North Dakota's governor. Has he done what he said he would do? That, after all, is how we should judge all politicians, but especially former business leaders who present themselves as effective executives. Here are some of the highlights of Burgum's performance since 2017. Cut state spending by $1.7 billion after first taking office. Balanced the budget without raising taxes. Peacefully resolved the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Helped pass term limits. Cut red tape, prioritized workforce development, and worked to diversify North Dakota's economy. Placed innovation over regulation to strengthen North Dakota's energy sector and unleash the economy. Forbes writes, in early 2023, enacted the largest tax cut in North Dakota history. and with First Lady Catherine Burgum prioritized addiction recovery so that addiction is treated like the disease it is. Carlgaard says, I believe if Doug Burgum ran for president, he could pull the upset of the century and win in 2024. Let me repeat. Forbes magazine, Rich Carlgaard, who is, by the way, a North Dakotan himself, so he has some connections to the state. I believe if Doug Burgum ran for president, he could pull the upset of the century and win in 2024. How does he come to that conclusion? I could share that when we come back, but I want to know what you think of this idea of Doug Burgum as a presidential candidate. And if he heads that way, as he seems to be doing, he's one thing he'd have to endure in the race. What is it, Kev?
Well, the media. I don't know. There's a number of storms he's sailing into here. What do you think?
Donald J. Trump.
Well, yeah.
And
that.
And a nickname.
Dull Doug came in.
What's the nickname he would get from Trump?
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Honoring another birthday boy today, aren't we?
Pete Townsend is 78 today.
How about that?
It's the solo hits here.
Fargo Marathon Family 5K Friday. Tonight's the night, folks. 6:30. Friday night Family 5K. A bunch of us from the station are going to walk it. A few might jog it, but come hang out. The weather's going to be just fine.
Yeah, and if you are coming, get there early. Don't show up at 6:15 and we go at 6:30. Try and she got a shirt and you had to register and stuff. So 5:30 was what Mark said for the arrival. Try and get there early.
You'll feel great and you'll be glad you did and enjoy some fresh air and
be fun.
Be a great time. Find out more at FargoMarathon.com. You can sign up there, too. Again, it starts at 6:30, but as Kevin says, get there plenty early as well. All right, here is the rationale for the confidence that if Doug Burgum ran for president, he could pull the upset of the century and win in 2024, according to Rich Congard at Forbes. He says, as the recent chair of the bipartisan Western Governors Association, he's perfect candidate to win back Arizona and Nevada, possibly even New Mexico and Colorado. I like Burgum's chances in energy-rich, economically shackled Pennsylvania, too. Those states compromise a winning electoral hand. The bigger question is whether Burgum can find a lane in the 2024 Republican primary. With Trump polling at 45% and DeSantis at 30, with all others below 5, it's hard to see one. But the same words were spilled about Jimmy Carter in 76, Bill Clinton in 92, and Barack Obama in 2008. As someone who travels around the country for business events, Collegard writes, I have a feeling 24 could produce a major upset. Just a feeling, but it's palpable. From my talks with leaders of business, large and small, the Republican primary electorate is primed to embrace a candidate like Doug Burgum, the only governor and business leader who would join the race. Most Republican primary voters are still economic voters. Most think the Republicans need a new face. No candidate is competing for them. What about Trump and DeSantis, who currently dominate the race? They're butting heads for a smaller segment of the cultural MAGA voters. Other declared or soon-to-declare candidates are also elbowing for this segment of primary voters or an even smaller segment of social issue voters. If someone is an anti-mega candidate, they have no path of winning. So Doug Burgum, surely a dark horse if he runs, could occupy the widest lanes with the least competition. Every entrepreneur's dream. Burgum's desire to test the waters is no secret. I talked to him about it last week. If he decides to jump in, a Burgum 2024 campaign would center on the issues that others are avoiding. The focus, the economy, energy, national security. His background as software entrepreneur, venture capitalist, governor of the second largest energy-producing state, makes him the ideal candidate to talk about these issues with credibility and authority.
Yeah, he does have that business guy, outsider vibe kind of going. You know, I don't know that he, you know, he brings that same, and so does Trump, but I don't think Doug brings the same level of bombastic, you know, own the room as Trump does.
Although nobody does.
Nobody does. That's what you're up against.
I mean,
that's what you're up against.
I've seen Ron DeSantis a couple of times, and it's like a yawner compared to the energy and electricity you feel when you got Donald Trump in the room.
DeSantis, you heard, he made a comment that Trump can't win. He's like, Trump can't win this. I mean, and we've been talking about it.
So he's telling donors.
He's telling donors. Trump can be, and the reason why he's telling them that is because, you're not going to get the independents attracted enough to Trump because they'll keep putting up with this BS that we're dealing with now. I would question that. I don't know. I think a lot of people are just common sense enough to say, wait a minute, this is not working.
One last thing here from Collegard. Burgum would be the only candidate from a small town in the heartland. The very thing that makes him a dark horse, he's from a small state, is its own virtue.
Yeah.
Polling shows that GOP voters believe America could use more small town values. Nearly all the candidates are from the East Coast or mid-sized or larger cities. Not only did Burgum grow up in a town of hundreds, he created a billion-dollar company in North Dakota with employees from small towns across the state.
That is all true.
And, of course, he'd be able to self-fund. So, what do you think about Doug Burgum as a presidential candidate? Should he do it? Do you agree with Rich Collegard that he could win? He could be an upset candidate? Tell me what you think. And we're having a little fun here because he would have to take on Donald Trump in a race for the Republican nomination. What would his nickname be? We have two suggestions so far, Micro Doug and Dull Doug, right? Those are the nicknames so far. Listener says, this is Ruth, none of the presidential candidates have the international experience that Trump has, which is so important today, but Doug running could lead to Secretary of Agriculture for him. Yes, some people do that and run to get a cabinet post. Interesting. Here's an off-air call.
Bill Gates, Microsoft, lockdown Doug.
Ooh.
Don't make us laugh. Don't make us cry. Don't make us waste our breath responding.
A skeptic to the whole idea there. I'll put that one down as a no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Another listener.
Lockdown Doug. Oof.
Yeah.
I don't think he was as bad as...
You know, the mask...
I live in Minnesota, so there was that.
The lockdown decision, I think, you know, first of all, I think other than the mask mandate, he handled COVID about as perfectly as you can. But the mask mandate turned a lot of people against him. I don't know if people still going to vote according to that or not. Texas says, I don't dislike Burgum, but his statement when he announced running the first time, he said, when I looked at the political landscape, I decided to run as a Republican. I don't think he's really a conservative. That was apparent during the pandemic. I can't think of a piece of legislation put in front of Doug Burgum from a very conservative legislature that he has rejected on what I would call bedrock conservative values. You know, you've got some...
Yeah, yeah.
You've got some disparities of, you know, what the law is and this and that, but I don't... I think his record as a conservative in North Dakota is pretty solid. I know people say he's not a conservative, but I'm saying, well, what basis do you say that on? So I wouldn't necessarily agree there. Texture doesn't agree with me. He says, Burgum is a closet liberal. No way. No way. Another listener, I've always contended that any person in government running for president must resign their position. This would prevent 20 people from being on stage wasting money so they can get a book deal.
Oh,
if you're that good, then do it without the position and allow someone else to focus on the job you were voted in for.
There you go.
Another call. Let's roll that.
No Berglund for president. He's too much Bill Gates.
Burgum. Yeah.
Bill Gates Burgum.
Billy Burgum.
There's another
yeah.
Nickname and a no vote.
It seems that that's the hit he's taken. But, you know, And I've asked him about that a couple of times. He said, you know, and I don't, I mean, I've you've known Doug a long time. I've known him back to the days when they were downtown. I mean, with his first wife and, you know, and known him a long time. And I've asked him, and he said, no, obviously I know him. I sold my company to him. He said, but, I mean, we don't talk. We don't, he's like, I don't, so I just really got the vibe from him that that's not a thing. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I just never picked up that. I've asked him about it a couple of times.
Fellow Yellowstone Club members, I think there's certainly a connection there. When you're running, when you're in the category that Doug Burgum is financially,
right?
And the reasons for that, all the software side, that's a small club. But I don't think Bill Gates tells him how to run North Dakota. You know?
True that. Yep, I don't either.
Wayne says yes.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update, a top columnist at the Los Angeles Times says it's time for California Senator Dianne Feinstein to retire. And Congressman Ro Khanna agrees.
I'm hopeful that people who are close to her can talk to her and just say, look, end your service with dignity, step aside, let the governor appoint someone.
Feinstein's been dealing with shingles and some complications. School's out for about 100,000 students around Mexico City as a volcano about 40 miles away has been dumping ash on about two dozen towns in the region. The G7 leaders have agreed on new sanctions against more Russian people and entities over the war in Ukraine, and they'll hear from President Zelensky, who is heading to the summit in Japan. Five TikTok creators are suing the state of Montana over its blanket ban of the app, signed into law 2 days ago. The suit says the TikTok ban violates the First Amendment. Rich Johnson, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lasagna with garlic bread. How's that sound today? PetroServe USA, 45th Street location, has that today for lunch. Meatballs in Yulin, Taco Mac in Glendon. Nobody does tater tot hot dish like Cafe USA's at PetroServe USA, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. More lasagna and garlic bread, 12th Avenue and I-29. Pulled pork over mac and cheese, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Sloppy Joe's in Harwood. Love the Sloppy Joe's. And in Valley City, fish or Taco Mac hot dish today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Mike and Audubon, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
I got the same feeling that lady called. He had too close of ties to a guy like Bill Gates. I mean, Bill Gates bailed him out of a lot of financial issues when the software company was having problems. So that would be my main concern is, I mean, he's really tight with that guy. And I mean, in the state level, not going to be so much, but maybe the national level, these guys have a lot of pull from, especially from a Bill Gates, who's probably one of the wealthiest people and very, very liberal and very anti-American in a lot of ways.
Where did you get the narrative that somehow Great Plains Software was troubled financially and it was a bailout, as you said? Well, in the beginning, new business struggles a little bit.
Well, when he sold it, when he sold that company, Bill Gates stepped up and paid him way more than what it was worth at the time.
I've never heard that from anybody before. What is your basis of that story? Where do you get that?
Well, if you go back and I can't really say, to be honest, because it's something that it's a personal friend that I know if you go back and look. And then you look at him also with when Bill Gates was on trial. Doug Burgum was sitting behind him the whole trial.
When was Bill Gates on trial?
It's just too close.
When was Bill Gates on trial? What was that for?
God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't remember that.
I mean, he was on trial, and he got off.
For what?
Look it up.
Well, I will, but I'm just curious. What's it? Do you remember what it was over? What he was being charged with?
I just remember that he was on trial. It had something to do with. I don't know if it was some kind of a competitive thing or whatever. No, look it up. I mean, he was on trial and he got off and Doug was sitting behind him the whole trial.
So maybe like a issue over software or something like that, or the ownership of something?
What'd
you find, Kel?
It was Microsoft, U.S. Court of Appeals, United States versus Microsoft. This was
antitrust
back,
stuff?
Yes, it was antitrust lawsuit.
Yeah.
This was back, this was quite some time, in 01, or around 2000, so.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember when Microsoft was sold. When Great Plains Software was sold to Microsoft, because maybe he was an employee then. So, you know, you'd have your teammates.
That was in 2000.
Well, it was
prior to that. Yeah. So maybe Doug was there because he had acquired Great Plains or something about that. I don't know. But.
Yeah. Anyway, Mike, appreciate your call.
You're right.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Yeah, you're right. Appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you very much.
Well, and I don't know that Bill Gates comes in and spends $1 billion on a failing company. I mean, I don't know that. I mean, I remember the Great Plains days quite well. I had friends that worked for Doug, and, you know, they were always seemed to do well.
Yeah, like I said.
I mean,
that narrative is.
I don't know. I mean, just because I know him and you know, I mean, we just, the Bill Gates thing, it seems to be in everybody's head, but I just don't see that after, you know, knowing Doug and Tommy. They did business together, but they don't hang out on Friday at happy hour or anything.
They've known each other a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, obviously I think of the echelon of Microsoft, while Bill Gates was chairman, Doug Burgum was like number four in leadership there. So there's clearly a relationship there.
Yeah, they were, yep, he was part of the, he
and
stayed on.
As I say, they're fellow members of the Yellowstone Club, I understand, so... You know, there's, you know, they socially see each other on occasion, I guess. Does that mean what? He conducts himself as governor based on, you know, what the friendship dictates? I think that's a bit of a stretch. But question is, today, do you see Doug Burgum as a formidable presidential candidate? Should he run for president? What do you think? Another call off the air. Go ahead and roll that, Kev.
Doug Burgum's too go along to get along, and he'll get worse if he gets in. If he'd become president, he'd be a total go along, get along, rhino type guy. So no.
All right.
That would be more of a flag than the Bill Gates thing would be. Just more of a kind of a rhino vibe. But I'd be surprised if he gets over 5% when he gets to the primary. Trump and DeSantis are still on the run.
Listener says, nickname Dopey Doug.
Oh, come on.
We've got another one.
You need to come to Minnesota, man. I'll show you some dopes.
Another listener says, Smug Doug. These are it's a tough crowd today. Put it that way, Kev, right?
Yes.
Texter says, zero chance, in my opinion, no name recognition besides North Dakota. And really, that's what primaries are about, is name recognition. So, Texter says, I travel the state of North Dakota. I talk with many people. My question, who is thinking Burgum has a chance and blank to be president? If he himself is thinking that, his ego has exhumed his brain. If other people are telling him that, they must be stroking that same ego for something. I would confidently say his conservative support in the state alone has dropped by 50%, especially in the western half of the state. And serious question. Why is that? Because, again, I'd say his record of what he signed and what he's supported in the legislature is certainly conservative. And the one decision during COVID that I can think of that was going to be a problem with most conservatives was the mask mandate. Is that still a rub for some people? I don't know. Tell me. 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. Another listener says, I don't even think he could go for it. He'd lose North Dakota in the primary. We would much rather have a Trump, a DeSantis, or a Noem. Another says, does Doug Burgum have the cojones to drain the swamp? I don't see it. Another, my opinion is Burgum will come off as another Mitt Romney outside of North Dakota. Another, America's not looking for a successful businessman to be president. They're looking for a politician that could give them enough free stuff so they don't have to work. I know that sounds simple, but the last election is proof.
Emailer James said there's a lot of unhappiness with Doug with the Republicans in the state party. I think he's going for a cabinet position. At least it would get him out of the governor's seat. Jim, thanks, Jim.
Okay, and again, I ask, what is the genesis of the dislike from conservatives in North Dakota? What don't they like? Because we've seen plenty of sort of nasty nicknames here, and not much support for the idea that Forbes is putting forward of the governor running for president. Why? What's the rub? Tell me at 271-1100. Interesting thought, though, from the last texter here that America's not looking for a successful businessman to be president. They want free stuff from a politician. Let's hope that's not a majority, but a lot of signs point to the fact that it is. Listener says, Burgum needs to thank the many financial backers, relatives, and friends in his life that helped him start his company in the beginning days. Doug barely has zero name recognition in North Dakota. How would he become a household name in our country? But nowadays, it looks like money and who you know are the only things that are important to help a person win elections. Name recognition and personality aren't important. South Dakota resident says, I'd vote for Kristi Noem every day of the week over Doug Burgum. Doug has a very handsome resume, but as the respected Paul Harvey's commentary about Thank a Farmer, Kristi's conservatism is deeply rooted in American wisdom. Another nickname coming in here, Rhino Doug. All right, writing that one down. Thank you for that. Here's a bevy of nicknames, Kev, from a listener.
Okay.
Dakota Doug. That'd be a way to, have Trump kind of use the nickname thing, but not necessarily a slight. I think Dakota Doug's a compliment, isn't it?
I would think so.
Do Nothing Doug is the other one. Ouch. And Little Dougie.
Yeah, that would be Trump's pick, probably. Little Dougie.
Yeah. I don't know who else on the field will be. Little DeSantis. No, he's already sanctimonious, right? So he's got his name. I don't know who else is left. But certainly Cruz and...
Did he come up with one for Nikki, for Haley, for Nikki Haley?
I don't think he has.
I don't think he's going to go after her. He probably
got to be careful there, too.
Yeah, you got to get the girl, get the women thing. Yeah.
Trump is always called Orange, says another listener, so Doug would probably be called Bug'em. Not sure what I...
Doug Bug'em?
Don't understand the orange reference there.
You know Trump would go with Dougie, though. Yeah, the little Dougie thing or something like that.
Another listener votes for Doug for the cabinet, saying Governor Burgum would make a good possible cabinet head, Secretary of Energy or Agriculture. Wouldn't be the first time. What are you laughing at in there?
Jason emailed it, Doug Boredom.
Boredom.
Ouch!
Yeah. These have been tough.
Man, I tell you, and again, I look at this through the prism of having Tim Walz for a governor, and I'm like, wow. You guys got it good, okay? It's good going on. May not be perfect.
Another listener concerned about the relationship with Bill Gates saying, no way, Burgum and Gates are too close, one step closer to a one world order, no vote for sure. Have we had a yes vote?
I don't think so. No.
This listener says, if Burgum gets into the race for president, his buddy Bill Gates will tell the media to give Doug the kid glove treatment so he won't have any trouble with them.
Well, I think he's going to get into the race, and we'll see if Bill Gates does that. But I don't know. I mean, I don't see it. I don't see him like you. I don't see him being run by Bill Gates in any way. He has his own money. He doesn't have to be told what to do.
They're pouring in, folks. They're pouring in. Appreciate your comments. Been a hot topic. We'll pick it up here a little later on in the program. Get a final tally for you. On what's on your mind?
Pete says, how about teach me to do the Dougie?
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salt and nut rolls, two for a dollar. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle water packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and any more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Some good news.
Talk to me, Goose.
Pete Buttigieg will not be a presidential candidate this session.
Oh, that is an applause line, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Yes, sit down, Pete.
He was speaking to a conference in Austria, and he wanted us to know that climate change has been around for some time. Listen to this.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
And I want to thank the Austria World Summit for inviting me to say a few words today. And I want to recognize all of the leaders who are gathered here for your continuing commitment to addressing the global challenge of climate change.
Yeah.
It's clear to all of us by now that climate change is a major threat to security and prosperity everywhere.
Oh.
Now, stories of climate disaster have always been on humanity's mind in some fashion. dating back to ancient legends and scriptural traditions.
Okay, be quiet. Where do they get this guy? As a mayor of South Bend, Indiana, he'd be well equipped to be an expert on that as well. Those scriptural legends and traditions and ancient.
And it's about Mount Vesuvius and the death of Pompeii again, Uncle Pete.
And does the Department of Transportation have a better?
Tell us about the ice ages, please.
Better microphone for your little talk to the folks in Austria. Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, our friends at Mary have been helping working adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, the University of Mary is here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. So again, online.umary.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, one, the only, Jim the Flagpole Guy, here with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm doing pretty good, sir. How are you doing?
Every day this guy gets up and says, where am I going to put Old Glory next? And give people a little calm in the storm, right?
Well, 7 days a week. Lately, it's been busy all winter and everything, Scott. But, you know, the American patriot, they're just the most awesome people. I'm like, just minding my own business, and I'm getting all these gifts. I don't know what it is. People are just sending me gifts, and I'd like to thank Rob yesterday, Rob from Fargo. He sent me these two ancient, they're older postcards. They're patriotic with flags. And then my landlord, Randy, brought me a patriotic guitar. He bought it at auction, thought I needed it. Mr. Bob up in Williston, he gave me this Marine Corps art and Marine Corps history, and I'm just, like, overwhelmed. You know, I'm out here providing a passion for these people, but they turn around and they just shower me back. It's just a description of America and everything that is real. All of this, you know, these potential threats brought to you by people who they don't know what a woman is. I just can't buy that. So we're just going to stick with good old American values and traditions, American prosperity, hard work, family, God. And we're going to just stick with that. And we're going to have to, you know, not create more strife for other people by insulting their intelligence by some of the stuff they're trying to get us sidetracked. Of course, you know, they're sidetracking us so the left hand doesn't see what the right hand is doing. Okay, I'm in Mandan, 3930 21st Street Southeast. I'm just south of Kiss Livestock, where we've got parts and service for your flagpole. We've got flags. And just so happy for the public, so happy for all the support of all the good people. You offset the ridiculousness of where certain people that have decided maybe God's not their priority, they want to, it's like they never repeated, or they never read history and seen where these ideas get us. But thank you, everybody, for doing the next great thing for the next great reason. Thank you, Flag Family Media. Thank you to Rob from Fargo, Bob from Williston, and Mr. Randy from Mandan for the gifts. Thank you, everybody, for all the good that you do, and I'm just so proud to install your flagpoles. I'm proud to be an American. I'm Jim. I'm U.S. Flagpole Guy, and thank you, Scott.
USFlagpoleGuy.com or call him at 571-FLAG. God bless you, Jim. Have a great weekend.
God bless you, Mr. Scott, Mr. Kevin, and all the good people in the prairie.
One of our...
Jesus.
Amen, brother. Right back at you, buddy.
One of the,
good to see you the other day, too.
State's great patriots right there. He is the best. Keith in Mayville, let's get you in before the break here. Keith, what's on your mind?
Well, I think Doug is great for the state of North Dakota. And with his knowledge and everything else, I want to see him stay right here to keep North Dakota at the top. But I do believe that Donald Trump is still going to be the one to be elected president again. And the reason why, over his whole 4 years, they kept telling him we're Russian collusion and everything else. We find out that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats and the news pushed this off on everybody and got him.
Great point. Great point, Keith. Don't ever forget it.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.